SoundCloud Music. Got all the energy to say all right like that, but all right, and welcome back to the place where nothing is safe. This is episode 92, right? 92?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, 92.
If this was 92, they would have beat your ass.
That's funny.
A great man once said.
The quotables.
Anyway, man, I'm your host, yours Marco, and I'm with...
It's your guy, M. Easy.
It's your girl, Miss Nessa, a.k.a. Blazing Mommy.
Hey, man, you guys know the spiel, man. However you listen to this podcast, for any podcasting streaming service, app, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, make sure you like, share, subscribe, but most importantly, share, because sharing is caring. For everyone who's listening to this podcast... If you know someone who's just like you, who will enjoy this content that we give out on a weekly basis, go ahead and share it to them. All right. Anyway, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Yeah. Got this Barry White voice kicking off, though.
Yeah, you got that New Year's Eve Barry White voice. You were using that voice last?
Happy New Year's. Everyone out there.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year's, world. I mean, this is the first episode of 2018.
Yeah, man.
I hope you guys are... ambitious. I hope that shit go last from now to December and forever. You know, don't get all hot right now, get all cold by March.
Nah, go
I know,
ahead.
Right?
Some of you guys, it's okay. It's okay. So they can get the fuck about the gym. Stop wasting space.
You don't like them New Year's.
The resolutionaries.
That's funny, man.
I can't stand them. Like, I get so irritated. It
makes me more resourceful, and it makes me... force myself to like really just like game plan or improvise very well, because I know all the machines are not going to be there, so I gotta use what I got.
Yeah,
if this machine's open, I'm gonna have to use what I got, nigga.
That's what when I bring up people waiting in line for the cardio machines, that's when it happened.
What you did with?
When I was going to 24, I started going to 24 in like August, so when it carried over to the new year, I noticed people were more showing up, you know, mm-hmm. and people were waiting in line to get on the cardio machines.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Niggas need to start supersetting their workouts. Do some mountain climbers,
right,
some jumping jacks, some burpees.
I guess with me, it's more so like when I go to the gym, like, well, for the most part, right now I'm kind of like, just playing, not playing around, but I'm just kind of like just.
Yeah, you playing around.
No, I get work done, and you know you see me working. You see me working.
Okay, we ran it. I saw her at the gym. Her and Sheena are on the curb. That's my favorite treadmill.
He said what?
Yeah, they were on the curb. I give a shout out. They were on the curb. They were getting it in.
I was on that Ocho Cinco.
We was working. Nah, but my thing is like for the most part, I have a game plan. Like I'm like, okay, this and that, and I'm out, in and out.
But how are you gonna improvise if that game plan's not there when everybody's taking up all your machines?
Well, I don't go to the gym at that time. I don't, like, that's my first time going there, and that's the reason why, because there's so many, and then on top of that, all the new year, so I don't really have to deal with that, because the normal time I do go, it's not that crazy. So when I see that and then people hogging machines, not even know how to use it properly, I'm just like, come on, man.
Each one teach one, man. Everybody's trying to, hey, you could have dropped some jewels.
Nah,
you know
some
what I mean?
Some people, they don't like that shit. They get offended. And I've never came at anybody like disrespectful, like, oh, hey, you should try doing this. And they'll look at me like I'm fucking crazy. So after that, I'm like, I ain't telling nobody shit.
Maybe they
go ahead and hurt yourself.
Maybe their method has been working for them, you know?
They gonna
obviously
fuck up their
knees.
Well, you can't say obviously not, because the motherfucker ain't in crutches or nothing, so.
Well, that's just the beginning.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't know how long they've been doing it.
No, at my gym, yeah, because I know I'm a regular, so I know when people are new.
Yeah, but you don't know if they was going to another gym.
No, these are rookie. You know when it's a rookie, like you can tell.
Like, rookie.
You can tell. And it's like, I don't want people to hurt themselves. Like, I actually had a... say something to somebody. There were two ladies working. One of them, she was a regular. This was a while ago. One of them was a regular. I always see her every day. Then one day she started bringing in this other girl, and they was doing they were squatting, and her form was good, mm-hmm. but her friend's form was horrible. And I'm like, dude, she's gonna fuck up her knee, she's gonna fuck up her back, she's gonna fuck up something. And I didn't want to say nothing because
she's gonna slip a disc.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to say nothing.
Just fuck her shut up, huh?
No, I no. Can I finish? Hello?
Nah.
Hello? I wanted to, I wasn't going to say nothing because I'm figuring like, okay, well, obviously her friend should be telling her. So eventually it just got too much because I was like, it was like right in front of me because our where we were exercising, it was like I had to see them. So then I finally went up to her. I was like, oh, I was like, try not going over your toes, blah, blah, blah. And I was really, I was saying it like in a nice way. She said, oh, okay, thank you. But her friend gave me the death stare. And I'm just like, dog, like you want your friend to get hurt? Whatever. Okay. She gets hurt. It's not my issue. But I said what I needed to
Maybe
say.
Maybe it was all her plans.
She trying to
damn.
I mean, that's you can't sue the gym. I mean, you already signed the waiver. Like, they're not liable her, if you fuck yourself
you the
up.
There was like, I'm trying to get her to fuck up.
That would be fucked up. Now I see them now, like later on down the line, and she works out by herself sometimes too. But mm-hmm. she's gotten better. But I was like, damn, that's fucked up, man. I couldn't be working out with somebody and then watching them have, you know, improper form. Like, I it wouldn't sit right.
So you guys have any resolutions this Man. Year? Anything you want to improve on?
Because
everybody
on
says
patience.
Okay,
with,
patience
with everything, with people, with motherfucking time. Like,
oh,
I've lost patience with you know with a lot of things. So that's I guess that's going to be my New Year's resolution. Because I talked about that with Monica. So
patience, that's good, man. That's good. For me, I thought about it. One, to be a better friend. I want to be a better friend. Even just for the minor details, you know what I mean? So I've been looking at that. And then two, just really put a number in front of my face on time management. They say you got 24 hours in a day. I'm like, okay, I work, that's 8. So I got 16 hours. Okay, with 16 hours, I probably got to use minus another 8.
To go to sleep.
To go to sleep. So I got 8 hours to do this. So with those 8 hours, what can I do within those 8 hours? Can I go to the gym? Maybe that's 1 or 2 hours. Boom. Now I'm down to 6. What can I do with those 6 hours? Maybe read a book, an hour, learn something new. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to like learn how to micromanage my time. So mm-hmm. I want to get better at that. So that makes me more effective person and also just give as much as I can, either if it's just my time, a listening ear, be more empathetic. I know some things that I realized from last year. I'm like, okay, yeah, I need to be a better friend. That's just me. So something I realized. But I don't know, I'm not trying to say like the most typical shit. You know, more life, more money, more bitches, more this,
more bitches.
You know how niggas always say more. If it's 2018, nigga, we gonna do more shit. I'm like, nigga, why everybody had to feel that they had to do more shit?
Because they ain't do shit the year before.
Or the year before that.
It's a lot of repeat stuff.
Yeah.
For some people too.
Yeah.
No more of this shit. No
I'm
more
cutting
that.
People off. Oh,
no more fuck niggas. So no more that. Fuck bitches and all that shit.
But you're still going to fucking Phantom Lounge on Saturday night and you're talking about no more fuck niggas.
So
you are who you are, who you attract. You know, it's the laws of attraction. It's like, okay, if you're looking for a good guy, you ain't going to find him in the club at 4 at 2. At 1:30 when it's fucking last call. Niggas, you ain't gonna find no good girl on Instagram, nigga. Just because you double tapping a girl who's showing her ass out don't mean that she's wifey material. Like, y'all niggas need to wake the fuck up.
Well, with me, mine's kind of the opposite of yours. I'm gonna focus more on me. And I say that, I need to be selfish, to be honest. And because I'm like very selfless, and it's to the point where
it hurts you, right?
It doesn't benefit me, you know? I mean, not fully, but huh?
Yeah, that means you lost. You got to regain balance.
Yeah, so I just need to, and I don't want to say I'm going to be selfish, but I have to be a little selfish because I'm so selfless, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I always say I'm going to focus on me, and that never goes down. So this time I'm actually gonna do so.
So instead of saying focus on you, you made it so broad. So what are the things, the little things you can do to make you feel like you're focusing on yourself?
Oh, that's what my NSA is about. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
About that later.
Intertwined.
Okay, okay, intertwined. Since we're right here, let's get started with the NSA. Hey. All right,
guess we're gonna do and it,
the first NSA of the year.
Of the year.
All right.
Damn, son, where do you find this? This the Jig Is Up podcast with Nessa's Service Master.
NSA.
Remix.
It's lit. Straight up.
Oh my God.
Mama.
Mama. Oh my God. Mama.
That's my favorite Migos ad lib.
I didn't know that was Migos ad lib. That's funny. Mama. That sound like nigga about to get beat up or something. Mama.
Watch, listen to their song. They always say that. And it was forever stuck in my head.
Oh my gosh.
All right, y'all. It's your girl, Miss Nessa. And I am bringing you my very first NSA of the new year. This one is called I Am Me. Okay. So my NSA is just basically a self-love project. I'm working on it for myself, but not only that, I'm also teaching what I'm trying to do with myself. I'm also going to teach it to my kids, my teens, and my SAT kids at work. So, yeah. So here's a few things that I need for everyone to do if, which everybody should, but if you want to work on yourself, here's a few tips. Sorry, I'm tired. But anyway, it was a long day, trust me. It was a roller coaster today, but, you know, I'm going to let that pass. Enjoy
emotional
myself.
Roller coaster?
Very emotional. Very emotional.
She needs 30 hours.
Yeah, I need more than that. But all right, so some of the things that I'm doing to better myself is, number one, first get a planner. And I believe that you can make plans, but if it's not written down anywhere, it, I don't want to say it doesn't mean anything, but it's not as concrete, you know what I mean? Because it's not official, I feel, at least for myself. So number one, get a planner. I recommend the Passion Planner. I'm very in love with that planner. and because they provide a way to basically get your goals together and to
organize?
Well, yeah, organize.
In organized fashion?
Yeah, organizing fashion. But it basically in the beginning, anybody that does have a passion planner, you'll see they have what is called a roadmap. So that's going to bring me to the second part, which is write down your goals and narrow it down from long term to short term. So it has a roadmap where it basically gives you step by step on how to brainstorm on all your goals and then how to break it down to where you focus on a specific goal and steps to reach in order to get to that. So a lot of times people tend to say, I want to do this, I want to do that, and they'll go as far as creating a huge list, but a lot of goals don't get attained because it's, you know, they're not writing down specifics to how am I going to reach that. This is what I want to do, but how am I going to do it, right? So with the passion planner, it provides a way to cater to that. Another one that I'm doing and I'm doing with the kids is called Letter to Self. So basically, I want you to write a letter to yourself in your current state and some type of expectations that you hope to, I don't know what's the term I'm looking for. Basically, things that you expect to happen, you could either do it 6 months, 3 months, a year, whatever. I choose to do a year. So I'm going to write down my expectations and how I am at this very state. I'm actually doing it with my homegirl. So we're both going to do it. We're going to actually put it in an envelope, seal it up, and we're going to swap swap letters, but we can't open it till the end of the year. At the end of the year, what are you laughing at?
Nothing. I'm on my Pennywise shit in the gutter.
Oh, gosh. I've never watched this, so I don't care.
No, I'm just metaphor, but about mine being in the gutter.
Oh.
Because you started to say swap. You and your girls are going to swap.
Oh, you're so dumb. You stupid. You're so stupid. So at the end of the year, we're going to swap it back and read it and see if we did any of those things we said and if we see any changes within ourselves. And then number four, create a vision board. I've made one in the past, but I didn't really, like, I put a lot of stuff on there, but I didn't really, like keep checking on it, you know, to watch anything really manifest. There's only one thing that actually I completed, and that was to go to Hawaii. And I didn't realize that until I think it was like 2 years later, I came across my board and I was looking. I only put two places on there. It was Hawaii and Philippines. And when I was cleaning and I came across it, I was looking at it and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I actually went to Hawaii. And I forgot that I put that on my vision board. So that was the only thing that I really saw manifest. So I'm actually going to create another one. Number five, write down affirmations. The movie that got me to really, really want to do this, because I always talked about doing it, but I've never really did it until I watched Girls Trip.
Mm.
So remember how the, what was her name? The main character?
Jada's character? Are you talking about Regina Hall's character?
I forgot her name. Her character.
I forgot
name.
Her name. We just gonna say Regina Hall's character.
Regina Hall's character. So, you know, she was going through infidelity with her husband, and every time she had a little woosah moment, she was.
Yeah, Luke Cage been cheating on her.
She was saying her affirmations, and then by watching that, that reminded me that I need to do
mine.
Black
woman.
You said what?
He's not invincible from a black woman.
Whatever. Anyway. Anyway. So, yeah. So, write down your affirmations and every day say it. Say it to yourself. Look in the mirror and say it. I actually have it written down, like, and it's on my screensaver. So, it always reminds me. So, when I'm going through a tough time, I always look at my screensaver to remind me of that. Number six, you can either make gratitude rocks, gratitude lists, or both. I have both. I have a gratitude list there. I have specific people on it. And then I also, one of the things that I say I'm going to win the lotto. So when I do, like, those people that are on my gratitude list is going to get something from me. And it won't be just me handing them some money. It's something that will be useful that I feel. What?
That's funny. Like, you're like, no, I'm not just going to give you money.
Well, no,
I'm
like,
need you to, like, have something going.
Like, for instance, like, my mom, if I give her money, you know what she's going to do? She's going to go straight to the casino and gamble it away. I'm going to buy her a house.
VA house.
I'm going to buy her a house. Like, that's, you know, she wants a house. I'm going to get
gonna
her
be somewhere
a house.
By the casino.
Wherever she wants to live. If she wants to live there, then, you know, so be it. But that's an example of what I want to do. Was it? Of course, number seven, work out. Eight, eat better. You know, health is wealth. Those two go hand in hand, obviously. And again, like we were saying in the beginning of the show, everybody wants to come and start the year off new year new me, which I can't stand that saying, but a lot of people do that, and it's just like a short-term goal and they don't really execute. So you guys have to stick to that. Number nine, I put do yoga, meditate. I need to get back into yoga, and I need to really get into meditating, because just with all the stress and bullshit that I've been going through or that I go through, you know, I feel like that it'll really benefit me if I stick to it. And then number 10, save money and invest. But I believe that this year is going to be a great year despite the bullshit that I just heard today. But I'm not going to let it get to me. I already did my little crying and took it out in the gym. So, yeah. So what about you guys? What do you guys think about that? Anything you guys want to add to that list as far as bettering yourself as an individual?
Well, the only thing I would say, because I agree with everything with it, mm-hmm. you know, some of those things I'm doing personally. Mm-hmm. The main thing that always goes on in my mind is do it today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's you know, that's like the number one thing. Mm-hmm. That's what keeps me from not doing it if I don't have that sense. Mentality.
My mom calls it mañana habits, which means tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I always say, like, oh, I'll do it later. And then when you say that and you procrastinate, you never get to it. Mm-hmm. You know, you keep pushing off. And even with all this stuff, like, a lot of times people are like, okay, you know, January 1st, I'm going to get in the gym. Like, why you got to wait till January 1st? Especially if mm-hmm. you're speaking about this December 3rd or something. Like, why you got to wait a whole month? Okay, I'm just going to fuck everything off. But once January 1st comes, I'm a whole new person. That's not how it works. Nope. That's not how it works. So,
I mean, unless you're a strong-willed motherfucker.
You know, for real. I mean, some people, but that's the majority, that's not the case.
Yeah.
And then also, like, people fizzle out by March because it's the instant gratification generation. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I don't look like freaking this dude on Instagram. I'm not cut up like that. I'm still struggling.
They don't look like The Rock or Yo, It's Marco.
Hell nah.
Sheena was getting at him about that. She was like, oh, you walking around like this. He's like, nah.
He was like, yeah, I just got done doing pull-ups, muscle-ups.
I was trying to record him doing his dips, but he just finished when I started recording. I was like, look at Superman over here. This shit was so funny. He was getting it in. I was like, okay, Marco, I see you working.
Hey, man, I got to get it in. I'm entering my Jesus year this year. So, and then, you know, I plan on going to Vegas. So I'm trying to look like a motherfucking bitch out there. So,
right.
I'm trying to look halfway decent, at least. You know, tank top weather. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said, I try to look like a bitch out there.
You know what I mean? Just like, you know, I'm like, okay, not bad for a 33-year-old nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
You make it sound like you old, man.
Right?
It's like, yeah, I'm 33, man. Damn! But you look cool, man.
Like,
nigga, you look 23. I don't know.
You got a young body, sir.
A young body.
Be like them niggas off of Bar Stars when they interview them old niggas who be looking mad ripped. They still 70 by the face.
60-year-old cats, yeah.
They're like 70 at the face, but like at least 45 in the body.
I would say shoot younger.
70 at the face. 30.
Yeah, looking 30, 29 and shit. Yeah,
from the body. But
yeah, it's almost like I do 700 push-ups.
It's like,
and 1,000 pull-ups. I'm like, nigga.
And you be looking at the Bar Stars or whoever they interview, and it's like, man, that's some great CGI. Like, how did they do that? Really, it's really them. So don't get fooled. Thank you for sharing. Yes. Anything else?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right. So I wanted to talk about this because 2017 has been a year of people with differences of opinions, and they just didn't know how to handle it. And I think also it goes the same thing with comedy. Not many people realize, or people have, Dave Chappelle dropped his comedy series, two of them. And he's still getting shit for it. And I think a lot of comedians are getting shit for it. And the reason why we may say funny shit, but we're not really comedians, even though it's a comedy podcast. But for the sake of comedy, comedy is tragedy looked in a positive light. You got to find the most fucked up shit and see you can make fun out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what comedy is. And sometimes it could be offensive. And sometimes it's going to rub people the wrong way. But I don't think there's any kind of comedy out there that I know of that it doesn't come from the expense of someone else.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, a baby smacks you in the face, the baby laughs at your expense of getting smacked, right? You know, niggas fall, trip and fall, we laugh mm-hmm.
at who's expense, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, nowadays, when a comedian or a public figure says something that's truthful to them, and their job is to do that, to find the most fucked up shit and make you think counterintuitively and make you laugh, they get penalized. And I feel that 2018, you need to stop being so fucking sensitive. Either you gain a sense of humor. See, I didn't get offended. Either you gain a sense of humor or you like fucking get some thick skin, because I don't know what to tell y'all niggas, man. Like what Dave Chappelle said about the trans community, nigga, like he said that he makes fun of everybody. The whole Louis C.K. Part, I'm going to go deep into it. I don't know. I don't want to spoil the specials for y'all. Anyone who's watched it, you guys know what I'm talking about.
I didn't get
about.
To that part, but I watched the part where he's talking about the trans people.
Yeah, and I thought that shit was funny. I thought that shit was hilarious.
Yeah, and I've been, I felt some type of way, like, as far as how trans people or gay people react to jokes about them.
Yeah.
It's like, shut the fuck up. Nigga. Like, you want equal rights, take these jokes with that shit.
It comes with the territory, man. Shit.
You joke about everybody, man.
It comes with the territory. You know, when people make fun of white people, we all laugh. We make fun of each other, we all laugh. Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
Fat people, we all laugh. Short people, we all laugh. Tall people, we all laugh. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to a certain group, they get all like, oh, no, you're not supposed to make fun of us. It's like, dude, I understand, like, some fucked up shit happens in your community. Trans people, they commit suicide because they don't know how to deal with how society accepts them. And I know that's a serious point of view, but at the same time, it's like, you chose this life. Mm-hmm. You chose it. We didn't tell you, hey, you know, if you feel like you're a girl born a man and feel like you're assigned to that body, you know, we didn't tell you. You made that choice. Or you felt that you were born to do it. There's going to be consequences that comes with it if they decide to make fun of you. Like, you're even in on a social climate. You know how, you know, I try to talk to people who have different opinions from me. Mm-hmm. If they're from fucking comics, video games,
right?
politics, you know what I mean? I like to engage because I like to be skeptic and still listen, which is the fifth agreement. I haven't read the book, but that's one of the fifth agreements. But yeah, like I just don't understand it, and especially for us as comedy podcasters, and our motto is nothing is safe.
Yep.
And I know that we probably ain't gonna get any sponsors from certain people because of the shit that we're gonna say, and I'm fine with that, you know, because I think it has to be safe for us to truthfully say how we feel. Sometimes it comes out blunt. Sometimes it may come out PC. But at least we're being who we are. And I think people trying to censor other people from expressing themselves fully, especially in a comical matter, is just, I don't know. I think, you know, people are losing sight on that. Like, Wanda Sykes had an interview with Michael Rappaport, and she stated that there are times that she wants to talk about politics, and sometimes she can't talk about politics because of the people in the crowd. And when she says that she has to take certain things out of her material, she feels that someone else wrote it for her. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you telling people to censor themselves, but, I mean, to censor them from saying what they want to say, from stop offending you, but you're offending them and their freedom of speech and how they want to do it. So, I don't really. All I'm trying to say is, like, leave comedy at what it is and what it's supposed to be. Because I don't want to see, like, a great comedian just like Dave Chappelle end up quitting because motherfuckers are too sensitive.
Yeah.
And I think Dave Chappelle's a fucking genius. Like,
hell,
like I watched especially the last one, and he talked about how the entertainment industry is like the pimping, like, you know, like the pimping and shit, and how he talked about Iceberg Slim and the comparisons. And, oh, dude, it was fucking genius. And especially how in the last one, Dave Chappelle was on some Nas shit. He was on Rewind. He hit you with the punchline first.
Yeah.
He hit you with a punchline first. Then he explained it. I was like, man, that dude's on another level. Him and Chris Rock. But as fans of comedy, like, are there any other comics that you just say, like, whoa, they're on a whole nother level?
Well, I've always felt like, before he passed, Bernie Mac, I felt like he was on another
Bernie
level.
Mac. Yeah. And Bernie Mac was one of those, you know,
he was himself.
Unfiltered.
He said whatever the fuck he said. But, like, I think what made him special was how he pulled you in.
Yeah, exactly. It's enticing the way he explains. He talks about his stories.
Like,
and
when he says certain things, he like, okay, you know, I'll be real with y'all. We family. Like, yeah. Talking to his crowd, like, you know, I can be real with y'all, you know. And he'll start talking. He'll say, like, I'll fuck a kid up. And he's talking about other people's kids. Like, yeah, I'll run a daycare and I'll fuck your kid up. If you get your kid back, you got a knot on his head. I'm gonna tell you exactly what the fuck I did.
It's crazy because real talk. Like, what happened? There's a daycare. I forgot where it happened, but there's a daycare that people were running like little fight clubs with little kids.
What?
Yeah, motherfuckers doing little fight club with kids in the daycare.
What the fuck?
Yeah, shit was crazy. So like, what Bernie Mac was saying wasn't too far fetched, but people laughed at it. Because they thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be funny knowing that a kid come home with a fucking knot on his head from the daycare. But you laugh because you thought like, because of some shit that you thought of saying, but you couldn't say it.
That's the beauty about comedy, man. Some comics say what we think that we don't say out loud. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole stuff Dave Chappelle said about the like Bruce Jenner and stuff posing. Yeah. I said that to myself, like, dude.
Yuck.
Yeah, like, no. And then he went to say, like, I don't know if I can stop myself from actually taking a look at it. I'm like,
that's honest.
Honestly, motherfucker might well look.
You might, it's just out of curiosity, you might see it, glance, like, oh, turn your head away. Or you just watch at it, like, okay, that's just a human being, but not my cup of tea.
Trying to be open, like, all right.
Yeah, and you know, like, and it was another instance with the trans community. The trans community got mad at Coolio. He had a porn star. Found out the porn star was trans, and he told her to get out. So Coolio's a dickhead for that.
That shit's so dumb.
That's the stupidest shit.
Yeah,
and y'all need to stop telling like straight heterosexual men to fuck trans people.
Yeah.
You cannot do that.
Man, look.
Those like, it's kind of like
fighting words.
It's like you cannot.
That's like rape. That's verbal rape.
Pretty much. Like, you cannot do that. Like, okay, like, you know, a female, she has her preference. A guy has his preference. You know, that's the same thing like forcing a guy to smash a big girl. He don't like big girls.
At gunpoint.
And she's like, no, you got to have sex with me. Or you're discriminating.
What?
You know, ladies don't like having sex with short dudes.
You stupid.
Short dudes like, you gotta have sex with me or you discriminate. She don't want to have sex with you. It's the same reason the reason why a fucking heterosexual man don't want to have sex with a trans. Because he's not into, once he find out, he's not into men.
You're homophobic. No, I'm not homosexual is what you mean.
There you have
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Like, dude, I'm not fucking a dude. Like, are you kidding me?
It's like, look, man.
So what, you dress yourself up like chick?
Look, man. There's plenty of Bobby Valentinos out here.
Look, man.
There's Mr. C's, Bobby Valentinos out here that will gladly accept your advance. But I can only speak for myself. It ain't for me. It just ain't for me.
Simple as that. Just not our preference. Alone.
It's just like the thing, remember that I don't know if I sent it or you guys sent it about the that dude that was talking about Trump. They were saying that the difference between Trump and what was it? Oh, the reason why, you know, we don't like Trump is because he's racist, and the reason why Trump don't like us is because he's racist. You remember that? I sent it to the group. I want to say I sent it to the group. So basically, it's the opposite. Like, you know what I mean? It's like it's the opposite. So they make it seem like it's a bad thing. It's like, no, but this is what it is. Like what you said about the whole.
But honestly,
you know, you're not homophobic. You're just not homosexual. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and they because of that, they tend to take offense, and it's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like, I don't hate gay people. I just don't fuck with them because I'm not gay. Like, how can you be mad at that?
And I know, like, another person, a prominent black person who gets, well, I wouldn't say prominent because the black community can't really stand him, Dr. Umar Johnson. He's not all with the homosexual, trans community and all that. And speaking of him, that nigga's been beefing with Tariq Nasheed. There's a lot of conscious beef going on early in 2018. And these niggas beefing like rappers. Like, they're actually pressing record on the webcam and just talking mad shit about each other. And I'm just like, both of y'all niggas are have to be like upper 40s, near damn near 50 years old. And you guys are beefing like fucking Soulja Boy and Bow Wow when they were fucking like in their early 20s. Y'all either y'all niggas talk it out or y'all square up somewhere.
Nah, I know, right?
Like,
Black History Month is next month.
Man. Yeah, Black History Month is next. Man, y'all need to dead this beef. I don't care who's right, who's wrong. Umar, Tariq. Dead this beef before Black History. Black Panther's coming out next month. Got to get your shit together.
I kind of want to know who's right, who's wrong. I'm just nosy like that.
Well, from what I'm hearing right now is I think Tariq is right because Dr. Umar Johnson has been taking donations for a school that he wants to build, and there's no school.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
So they're saying that like Dr. Umar Johnson's being a fucking scam artist out here. So. Yeah.
He's on his Creflo Dollar. He's trying to get a jet.
I don't know. All of our, any of our conscious listeners out there, any of our woke listeners out there who knows about or about this beef, please let us know more about this. This is I found this interesting because it's conscious niggas beefing. And you would think that they would try to unite and all this stuff. But I think, boys, I watched a video that Boyce Watkins, I don't know if you guys heard of him.
Yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah, Dr. Boyce Watkins released his statement on it, and he was like, well, Dr. Umar Johnson broke the code. And he was talking about Confucius and Chinese proverbs and philosophy. He was like, well, if that motherfucker break the code, shit, you don't have to live with that code anymore with that person. Mm-hmm. So if you were good to that person and they kept being shitty to you, why would you need to still be good? Mm-hmm. You know, because usually we're used to tell the take the high road, they go low, yeah, they go low, we go high, person. But be the bigger person. But
fuck that shit, man.
Yeah, they're basically, that's
how I feel.
That's
right
what
now.
They're saying. It's like, yeah, man, there's like, man.
I go and turn it to boxing terms. They go low, you hit them with an uppercut.
Hey.
You hit them with an uppercut.
Nah, that's so symbolic to how I'm feeling right now. But I ain't gonna discuss it on
shit.
I'm just saying. Anybody could get it.
Ooh. Anybody could get it.
Anybody could get it. I'm tired of
you on your Casanova
nice
shit.
On some real shit.
Oh. Punch you, motherfucker.
All right.
Some real shit.
Punch you in the fuck face. Hey, knock the teeth out.
I know you. That was in you right now. Yeah, my bad.
I'll talk about it after.
All right. Okay. For sure.
That's about to punch a motherfucker in the face and knock the teeth out.
Not physically.
With the two piece. All
right. Not physically,
with
a, y'all.
With a two piece. All right. So. Some other things. Let's talk about, okay, we're keeping it black on this one. So I already did 2017 Black Connection. So here we go, another one. Now, I know black women. Mm-hmm. Y'all love y'all some Michael B. Jordan. You know, get me wrong, Michael B. Jordan's a handsome dude. He's in shape.
Pause.
You know what I mean? No pause. I'm sexually secure with myself. I love women. So the dude is, hey man, he's doing his thing. Even though he got killed by the other buff nigga in the Family Feud video. Have you watched that video? The Family Feud Jay-Z video?
Nah.
Hey, y'all ain't fucking with Tidal. Y'all need to get on that Tidal. Anyway,
That say pause. That's one of the dudes that you'd be like, yeah, he pull bitches. Right?
Yeah, that's equivalent to that.
He pull bitches.
That's the heterosexual way of saying another man is attractive looking.
He'll pull some bitches. He'll steal your bitch. You know what I mean?
He look like he's attractive to other women.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Yeah, like he'll steal some bitches from you. You know what I mean?
Steal some bitches from me. Stupid.
Not from me, from you. You know what I mean? Not you literally, right, but right, you, right, the listener who's listening to it, who has bitches.
Yeah. Listeners.
He will steal it from you, listener.
You stupid.
Had to clarify that.
You had to rewind like, nah, it's no.
Had to spit a story backwards.
So, yeah, what's up with Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, apparently, people want to black out, boycott the Black Panther movie.
What the fuck?
That's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, because
what the movie got to do with Michael B. Jordan?
Apparently.
In it?
I mean, and before I say this, every time there's a black movie coming out, there's always some controversy. Remember the last time when Nate Parker was about to drop that Birth of a Nation?
Yeah.
And they brought up all his, like, rape allegations, even though
he
was found guilty. Not guilty, but he was found innocent.
Mm-hmm.
They still brought it up because of the message, the overall message that Birth of a Nation was trying to spark a revolt, quote unquote. Now, with Black Panther, you're having a blockbuster movie, a Hollywood blockbuster movie with 90% black cast. That is a Marvel movie with an ensemble of actors. You know, they got the nigga who plays everybody. Pretty much, you know what I mean? Chadwick Boseman. This nigga plays Jackie Robinson. Plays James Brown, and he plays the dark skinned version of Thurgood Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's, you know, of course, he's reprising his role as T'Challa, the King of Wakanda. And then now you got Lupita Nyong'o. I forgot the girl who plays Michonne. I don't know her real name. I don't want to butcher it either. And then they got the old boy who plays Chris from Get Out. He's in the movie.
Yep.
Michael B. Jordan, apparently. Forrest Whitaker,
Angela Bassett.
So you got some heavy hitters in Black Hollywood in this movie.
Yep.
And the reason why black women are saying that they want to protest this movie, they want to boycott this movie, because apparently Michael B. Jordan is playing in the snow.
Shit.
That shit's
it was all good just a week ago.
All good just a week ago. Niggas saw the trailer. They're ready. They pumped up. And they found out that Michael B. Jordan is petting snow bunnies. Feeding them carrots. Feeding them snow bunnies to carrots. And I, for one, I have no problem with interracial relationships.
Yeah.
That's none of my fucking business.
Yeah, that's
he
how
is
I was
an
born.
Actor. He is an actor. Born. You know, that's how Nessa got here.
Mm-hmm.
Down the line, that's how Yemezy got here. Down the line, that's how the fuck I got here. And,
yep.
You can't get back. And I was about to say something about, like, pedophilia, too.
Oh, shit.
If it wasn't for lightweight pedophilia, my grandfather wouldn't be here.
What?
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah, I found out my great-grandfather, white man, Samuel Love, was into young black girls. And this is in the Mississippi. This is in the South. And it makes sense when I think about it. It's like, this motherfucker is like 45 years old and my fucking great-great-grandmother was 15.
Ugh.
Yeah, disgusting. But if it wasn't for that disgusting habit, I wouldn't be here. So do I look at pedophilia differently? You know what I mean?
No.
No, I don't. It's still sick. You're a sick fuck, great-granddad. Anyway, back to the subject ahead. Interracial dating. I have no problem with it. I've myself been in an interracial relationship, and after I got off my interracial relationship, of course, after a breakup, you go through the self-journey, self-love, and all this stuff. And as I went through it, I had a great, I guess I was like Russell Wilson. I had a great found appreciation for sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I just realized, like, you know, what to me, after I learned some stuff, I'm like, you know what? I'm all about the sisters. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. There are beautiful women of different ethnicities. There's beautiful Latinas, beautiful Asians, beautiful Caucasian women, all that. But for me, I'm all about the sisters. But Michael B. Jordan, apparently, he could fuck anything if he wants to.
Hey, that's real.
Are you going to get mad at the man?
No, man.
He could fuck anything. He could fuck black, white, Asian. I'm pretty sure he's still fucking black girls on the side. Black, white, Asian, whatever. You know, whatever the man want, he could probably have it. So the reason why. Probably. No, he can have it. You know.
Even if just one of each race wants him.
Yeah. How you going to fault a man if a whole bunch of different women liking you? You know what I mean? How can you? And you know, boycotting him because he likes, he's dating, currently he's dating a Caucasian woman, a white girl, a snow bunny, a pink toe.
Dang. The list goes on.
However you want to, you know, name it. Shout outs to all the white listeners, too. I just gave y'all some lingo. But anyway, he could date whoever the fuck he wants to date. I mean, it's none of my fucking business. Like, personally, for me, like I said, I enjoy being with black women.
You indulge in chocolate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. That's where real dark skin tendencies came out. But, I mean, what's the problem? Like, do you want to boycott a whole fucking movie because of a antagonist? He's not even the fucking lead. He's not the lead of the movie. So you want to, because I think I saw a poster and it had his little, you know, his little individual poster from the movie. It's like, if we're not good enough for you, then you're not good enough for our money.
Like, I could see if
And no offense to the gay people getting mad about it. But y'all ain't even dating black women.
You said the old people?
The gay folks. Like, if y'all getting mad about him not dating black women, like, how could you get mad if you're not dating black women?
Right.
I'm just saying.
It's funny you said that, because I was about to say that. It's like, I thought love is love, motherfuckers.
And then y'all be the same motherfuckers when you see Meghan Markle with fucking Prince Harry. Yes, queen. Yes, get it. You going to be royalty. Yes.
And the rest, and a bunch of niggas under their breath like, man, fuck that.
As soon as, well, I mean, for me, I'm like, hey, he like Prince Harry like what he like. You know what I mean? As, it doesn't bother me whatsoever.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I dab him up like my nigga.
Like, there you go, homie. You know what I mean?
Especially after that picture necessary where he point the two fingers. I was like, he's black, dude. He's like, he got some black in him or something.
He's black.
Or she be teaching him stuff.
Oh, Meghan Markle, she's whitewashed, though. But still, she's still a sister, though.
But what if she was only whitewashed on camera? She be on some ghetto shit.
She had to get in there.
Doors.
Like, just to get in there.
I don't think so, man.
I don't know. He be lashing out like she,
if she was more like Tracee Ellis Ross, it would be believable, but she's more like Rashida Wallace. Rashida Wallace, but Rashida
I feel like
Jones.
Tracee Ellis Ross is more black than other black women. You know what I'm saying? She's like black.
So is Colin Kaepernick the Tracee Ellis Ross for guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he just is. He definitely is. He's pro-black like a motherfucker.
But back
blacker
to
than Michael Jordan, nigga.
But back to the whole Michael B. Jordan thing. Like, why are they getting mad about it?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he was going around bashing black women,
I don't think he's not bashing black women.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could see if they, you know, felt some type of way. But if he's just dating someone that's not black, like, I don't know. I guess I'll never understand.
I do think, even though it's none of my fucking business, it is going to look weird bringing that white girl to the premiere.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna be awkward as
she gonna be there rocking a shirt that said Black Lives Matter.
She better not. That's typical white. I'm sorry, white people. Some of y'all do some typical shit that y'all don't need have no business doing. Like, don't walk into like some black situation with white. I mean, black.
Would she come up to like, the premiere like Rachel Dolezal? You know what I mean? She's on her Rachel Dolezal.
She got
shit.
her spray tan and
stupid.
She got dreads and shit. Oh my god!
Hella Shaka blonde, but you know what I mean?
Oh my god!
Wasn't there that one weird looking quote unquote model that she tried to
some like, German chick who tried to make herself genetically black or some shit like that? It was weird as fuck. And it's the same thing about people who try, like Sammy Sosa, like, make himself look white. It's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, like you know, that gets on my nerves, but I it's a compliment when they try to be black, though. I'm like, oh, thank you.
He said, oh, thank you.
But that's my original thought. You know,
well, me
black
personally,
woman,
I take it as a compliment.
Black women would cheer on, you know, her pulling a white dude? You know what I mean? Did I complain when Eve pulled a white billionaire? No. Did I complain about Rihanna dating a Arab billionaire? No.
You know what? If any of you bitches went to see that movie Something New, you better take your ass to fucking Black Panther.
He said bitches.
Hey, straight okay, up. Okay. Straight up. You see Something New and you protesting against Michael B. talk to a white girl, you are a bitch right now.
Oh, my God.
Straight up and down. That's what it is.
But
those are facts. I'm not even just calling.
But with
it,
that, it is. It's really. It's a. Like, it's
hypocritical
real,
as fuck,
yeah, it's
man.
A double
like
standard.
You can't have it both ways. You
go see
me?
That Sanaa Lathan movie, Something New, where she got with a white dude.
Ooh, I like that movie. Ah. Or the Best Man sequel when Nia Long got with the white dude.
Oh yeah.
I agree. There is, you know, it is double standard. I don't do that, but I've seen it firsthand when it comes to women, you know,
they cheer each other on.
Yeah,
but with a black girl, see, they tired ass nigga.
We ain't good enough.
Weak
yet.
Ass
your mama
nigga
black,
taking
like,
all
damn
our black men.
Right? They were like, your mama black. You want like your mama? Like, damn.
Weak no, ass nigga. You a bitch ass. We don't want your ass anyway, mama. Nigga. You can't handle this strong, independent black woman right here.
A lot. I bet you in some cases we can't say that to them. But you ain't like your daddy. He was like, so, but I don't even know what my daddy looked like.
I don't know what my daddy looked like. Nigga wasn't there. Like,
my daddy wasn't shit.
You like, damn.
Oh, all right.
That's well, in that case,
that's when you got. That's when you got to look at Generation X and baby boomers. Like, man, y'all niggas fucked up.
Yeah. Like, stand in line.
All you ghost dad ass niggas. Man.
And all them niggas in line swing on every last one.
Nigga,
of them.
Bill Cosby was the best, better ghost dad than you niggas, man.
Hell.
Dumb. You stupid. You stupid, man.
Oh, my God.
He was a ghost dad. And he was still there.
And he was still there. Motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Bill Cosby was still there.
So line these niggas up and do them like Omar Gooden did them Looney Tunes Chris. Don't flinch.
Oh, you think you got heart? But man, come on, ladies. You can't have it. You
gotta
can't
do
have
better,
it.
Ladies.
You gotta do better. You know what I mean? If you down with Meghan Markle about to be fucking England, UK royalty, you can't get mad at fucking. What if this is just a phase from him? What do you just want to get a couple of pumps out of some white girls?
Oh my God.
And you go back to the motherland. What is, how do you like? How do you know he's really serious with this chick? I'm just saying, man.
It's funny if it would go from like, why is he dating a white girl to why he treated her like that? If he just did that, just you know, stroked her out and bounced.
No one, no one
saw women,
and it's so funny because no one came to the old girl's Shannon Sharpe's fiance defense when he was all drooling over Nicole Murphy on Instagram.
That too, man. They gonna hit turn the other cheek.
They just turn it. Oh, like he's gonna just blatantly thirst for another woman on Instagram, knowing that he has a fiance, even though she's white. Black woman just, I don't see shit. I don't see shit.
Yeah, that's right. You love us.
That's right, Shannon. That's right, Shannon.
I hate it.
You're so
get drink that yak, Shannon.
Right, get that black and mild of that yak.
You off that yak, Shannon.
Uh-huh. You know you love that brown.
Oh, see, but like, but some niggas, when we see a white dude with a black girl, some niggas like, nigga, you know what's up.
Right.
You like brown sugar, huh?
That's what I said. Dap him up, like you with it. You with it.
You know what's up.
Got that jungle fever.
Yep. But you know, it's the extra conscious brothers be like, nah, they taking our queens away.
But then he be the same nigga that go get a white girl a lot of the time.
And there's another thing too. I'm like, did you holler at her? Did you take the time to ask her out? No. Then sit the fuck down.
Yep.
Same thing about ladies. If you saw that square ass nigga that you wouldn't want to talk to, and he's out there talking to Stephanie, and you get all mad about it. Did you try to get at him in high school?
Shout out to Stephanie though.
that was completely off the top of the head.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that's 90% accurate of white girl's name.
Yeah, because I'm
and she
hot.
Is dating
like,
a black dude. Y'all
ain't,
know him.
Like, you the motherfucker ignored me? Get the fuck out of my face.
And now, you know, and it's great now with the internet, you know, I don't think black men could use that as an excuse, too. You know, I mean, I know love who you love, but you can't say, oh, because I'm into punk rock, there's no black girls into punk rock. Nigga, there's a whole
bullshit.
Bunch of girls into punk rock. There's a whole bunch of girls who are into, like, different Ooh. Shit now. There's black goth girls. There's black comic book geeks. There's black movie nerds. There's black girls who are into NASA. There's
black girls into sports.
Yeah, black girls into sports. So you can't just say, like, oh, you know, black girls don't like what I like. I'm like, nah, nigga, you just haven't been on the internet long enough now. Like, they're
right, like. The internet then opened up
a whole new world. Like, what? There's black girls that like cosplay? This is tight. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It just opened up your world. So fellas, you can't use that old tired argument either.
And
but
and they the black girls you want.
For real.
Be weird together. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Be weird together. It's 2018.
Like you with that IG model, but she do cosplay. Instagram got what you looking for.
That explore button hit them algorithms. Every like.
Yo.
You gotta be careful what you hit the double tap button for. Girlfriend will still look. Oh, that's what he likes. All right, motherfucker. All
right. Right.
I see you.
Man, just stay off IG if you got a girl, man.
Or if you scroll and you pause too long, that's
yeah.
the same as double tapping. So
she
you
right over your shoulder.
Y'all are stupid.
You can scroll back up and like, man, that's stupid, man. Show a video and shit.
Just laugh. Man, that's dumb. Stupid.
Man, that's dumb. Stupid.
Whoa, so funny.
Oh, shit.
Her booty.
Anything else y'all talk about? I mean, I know Joe Budden ran off with the bag with Revolt. We talked about that last time.
That was smart.
Happy for him.
Ack should have went with him, man.
Oh, Ack. That's what we got to talk about. Your boy Ack out here about to face gun charges.
Acking a fool.
Ah, that's funny. I like
DJ Acking a fool.
DJ Ack a dumbass. Oh.
That's a good one.
Check it out, guys. You know, I was caught up on a motherfucking gun charge, man, and I don't know what to do. It's like, man, like.
Y'all can use that, Desus and Meryl, DJ Akadumbass. There you go. I gave you some ammo. You niggas be listening. But if y'all do.
If the Bodega Boys ever happen to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I know.
M-Easy just dropped a word for y'all.
I gave y'all some ammo.
But yeah, man, DJ Academics in big trouble, man, especially in the tri-state area. Apparently, they don't fuck with guns out there. It's a very serious offense. You should ask Lil Wayne. He did, I think, 6 years in Rikers for it? And it saddens me, man, because it's like, I don't want to see Ack go in jail over some shit very similar to what Tax is doing. Over some gun charge, over some shit. And I don't know what probably got him paranoid to go get a gun because of maybe some hip-hop beef or some street shit or anything like that. But I think it's just a common case when success gets too fast for you and you just can't handle it. I think success is also just as detrimental, even not even more dangerous than success. I mean, than failure. Because failure, of course, you know, you just learn from it, you get back up. But success, it's like everything's going your way. You don't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. You're getting new to criticism and response and talking, actually confronting the people who you talk shit about on the internet, like Vic Mensa, ready to catch phase with you, like after the interview. It was a crazy whirlwind within 1 year for him to deal with that. And I guess it got too much to him. I think he's what? If he's found guilty, he could do 5 to 10 years. I don't think
so. To be clear, this is from a gun charge.
Well, I think so. Is it a gun charge? Yeah, that's gun charge.
See, like.
And I don't think Ack is built for jail.
We talked before the episode, and I was like, I didn't like how Charlamagne handled the situation with Ack where he had his little beef with Desus and Meryl. He should have, because he talked about it on his podcast, The Brilliant Idiots, how, like, he had people run up on him and swing on him, too.
Yeah.
Man, he should have, like, took Ack under his wing, like, yo, This is how you need to be.
But Charlamagne ain't got time to be taking people under his wing.
I mean, that dude, the phone that, call ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
But the dude is like writing another book. This dude is running. This dude's on the Breakfast Club. Then he also does, I don't know if he's doing Uncommon Sense, but he's running, doing four different TV shows. He's about to be EP of that. He's also the executive producer for TK Kirkland's podcast. He's also like, this dude's all over the place. I mean,
well, yeah, but he talks to act. That's what I'm saying. Like, he could have threw these, you know, some wisdom in there or something.
I mean, I think he has, but I don't think that the wisdom is getting through to him right now. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it happens to every one of us. Someone could have been dropping jewels to us at a certain age, and we just didn't get it until like maybe another 2 or 3 years later.
You could lead a horse to water,
but it's up to them to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, from what Charlamagne was talking about, not one time he said anything about dropping knowledge on him or anything. So,
I gained knowledge when he said, like, when you're in a media personality and you saying some shit, expect the shit to be said back to you. I've learned that. You know what I mean? And that's something that now I'm mentally trying to prepare myself for.
Mm-hmm.
In all aspects. You know, someone could say I'm a dumbass in the comment section on YouTube. You know, someone could say, well, Nessa's hair's all fucked up. Why is she out there like that?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, one.
I know, I'm just saying for an example, if you're on TV or some shit.
You know, for one thing, act deals with that on the worst platform, which is the internet.
But he got the chat niggas, though. Chat niggas got his back.
he also got haters in there.
Yeah, he got haters in there, but he got hate watchers. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's gonna have hate watchers, hate listeners, whatever. That, you know, that comes with the territory. But we did miss when we went to Complex Con. We didn't go on Sunday, and I think he was doing Everyday Struggle on Sunday out there in Complex Con. And the chat niggas, right? Chat niggas out there. They were out there. They were repping.
See. I don't know, man.
But now I want to know if them chat niggas going to try to donate some money to bail that boy act out. I don't think Complex is going to bail him out.
Nah, especially what they offered Joe Budden. Nah, I don't think so. They don't sound like they got any money at Complex.
No. Complex is just stingy. Because remember, Joe Budden mentioned that they are cashing rather large checks. Now, if you notice that every Everyday Struggle episodes are sponsored with Fox, with Gillette or Nike or some shit, product placement, you know, and they're backed by Verizon. Complex is backed by Verizon, which is funny to me because Verizon is one of the main corporations that, you know, wanted to end net neutrality, and have not seen Complex talk about that at all. I think they did, but you know what I mean? They just went over it real quick.
But you know the whole saying about businesses, you fake the funk. Like,
yeah,
you know, you want to look like you have a lot of money too until
it's time to pay the money.
Yeah.
And rest in peace.
Or to shut down the company.
And rest in peace to Reggie Osei. He had his show on Complex. Deces and Merrill had their show on Complex. Both of them left and got a bigger bag. I think after that, Comeback Jack started Loudspeakers after he left Complex. I'm not, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. Deces and Merrill, they took their talents to Vice, which is a rival company of Complex when it comes to media.
Yeah.
And they paid them the bag too. Kind of like how Adidas took Kanye from Nike.
Yeah, or Revolt took Joe Budden from Complex.
You know? See, the competitors are the ones who are watching closely. They say keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And the enemy is like, if you fuck up, if you fuck up, we taking this dude. And Complex suffered the consequences. You lost, what, 600K subscribers off of Complex News? Shit.
Overnight.
Yeah.
Overnight.
That's fast.
And it's so funny how people talk about, like, oh, I'm glad Joe's gone. I'm like, it's boring now.
I haven't watched one episode since Joe was gone. Me personally.
Nah, I haven't watched an episode either.
I haven't gave it one chance.
But did you know that originally Joe Budden wanted Tax to be his co-host?
Mm.
That would have been like...
That would have been dope.
That would have been crazy. Like two alpha males mm-hmm. going at it like that. But I still think the alpha beta male dynamic works too. But yeah, Ack. Man, shit, Ack, dude.
You looking real beta out here, bro.
Gotta go get that you Ack
do
right.
Some, you better do some push-ups or something, man. Listen to some if Casanova.
He gonna come out like Cas.
Listen to some
everybody gets shot.
Listen to Casanova. Talking about punching your motherfucking mm-hmm. face. So I knock your teeth out.
He probably gonna speak. Like, watch. He come back out, right? He go to the everyday struggle. Let Vic Mason come back. Tell him I really should slap you right now. I can get up. What's up? Do it then.
Ack will be like, that nigga will probably come home looking mad tough with the same voice. So if you talk
that's
shit to him.
Funny.
So if you talk shit to him over the phone, you think he ain't gonna do shit until you see him outside. You be like, oh, wait a minute.
That's that same shit with Jason. online gaming.
Yeah.
Bet you won't say it to my face, though. Bet you won't say it to my
like,
face,
nigga,
though.
Like, nigga, you sound like you 5'6", 132 pounds. Like, I'll fuck you up.
132 pounds wet.
What? And then you see him outside, this nigga at least 6 feet tall, pushing 250. You go, like, oh, shit.
Pushing 300.
Yeah.
250 lifting a lot and shit.
Aw, Jason.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Gotta be careful on these streets, man. Should I get into this one last topic of my Raiders possibly getting Coach Chucky back?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Evidently, this year didn't go as planned. I'm still wearing the sweater, though. We got our asses whooped in a soccer stadium by our division rivals. It's fucking embarrassing.
Like throwing salt on the wound.
I'm telling it like it is. That's comedy at the expense of my team.
Hey, I mean.
Are they going to get offended?
I don't care. They both embarrassing. Both teams.
Nah, the Chargers went 9-7. They had a winning season. They just didn't make the playoffs.
And what city they represent, Marco?
Los Angeles. Actually, Carson, to be exact.
Do they have their own stadium?
They got a soccer stadium that fits 30,000 people.
Soccer stadium.
But it's still embarrassing that we got our asses whooped in a soccer stadium, though.
Hey, we not doing good. That's just it.
And with that result, Jack Del Rio got fired, which I believe deservingly so. Because, nigga, you had Ken Norton Jr. as your defensive coordinator for 3 years. The defense didn't do a motherfucking thing, even with Khalil Mack on the field. And then he fired Bill Musgrave as the offensive coordinator when we were the number 6 offense in the league. And we plummeted all the way down in the 20s with the new new offensive scheme. But I was listening to Rich Gannon. He was calling the games. And people, Raider fans, should know Rich Gannon was our last quarterback that went MVP. We went to the Super Bowl with Rich Gannon after the ass whooping we took from Tampa here in San Diego. And Rich Gannon was saying some shit. He was like, yo, Derek Carr don't need a fucking friend. He didn't say fucking, but I'm just saying it. He don't need a fucking friend. He needs a coach.
I think you said the F word because you think about that game in the soccer field.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I am.
I see. I get it.
I am.
Doesn't feel good.
It didn't feel good at all, but, you know, for me, like, I watched it. You know what I mean? Like, for me, when we lose games, I got to watch it. I got to see the bad play on field.
Nope.
Because if I watch it on my phone with the little game cast, it's only going to piss me off even more. So I'm using my imagination seeing how this shit's going to happen.
I'm the opposite. Like, I'd rather not see
it. I need to see it.
Because it's one of those things like, what the fuck are you doing? Versus just watching the game cast.
Score. Okay. And I was saying that a lot, especially that Marshawn had a good game. I think he almost had 100 yards rushing. And I'm like, this offense, bruh. I don't know what to say. But fuck all that. Jack Del Rio got fired right after the game. He went up to the podium and told the media, Mark is not bringing me back. Like, they didn't wait a fucking day. They told him the very last few minutes of that shit went 000, nigga, you're out of here.
Did you make a phone call or something, Marco?
Did I make a phone call?
No? Yeah, to get Jack fired.
Oh, I mean,
did you call up to the Skybox, dude?
You know, I had nothing to do with it. But the Raider OGs up there in Mark's ear, we got into it. You know, Art Shell, George Atkinson, you know, all the Raider OGs who were sitting up there were watching the game. They were like, yo, he got to go. He got to go. You know, Jack is gone. John Gruden is going to come back, supposedly. So Chucky, the return of Chucky. I have mixed reviews about it. I talked to my boy Jovan about it. He was telling me the positive things that can happen. But sometimes I'm still thinking about his stint in Tampa. His last few years weren't the greatest. But I probably have to call Jovan because he's one of the good Raider insiders. I think he could be a Raider journalist if you really want to.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll hit him up. We had a quick little chat about it. And he was just saying, hey, Marcus, remember, you don't lose great NFL minds. Like, John Gruden is an NFL mind. That doesn't go anywhere. And he works wonders with quarterbacks, which is what we have, a young quarterback. If he can make Derek Carr play like Tom Brady, I'm all for it. But we got to see how it happens. And the whole thing with stake and ownership, that one had me scratch my head. But he put it in perspective. He was like, dude, Mark Davis ain't got no kids. He ain't got no heir to the throne. Once he dies, that team's going for sale. I was like, shit.
He should leave it to the fans, like, well, like the Packers.
Packers, even though you hate
them. Then we got a reason to fight. A reason to fight everybody that come and play us.
He's like, I'm a shareholder, motherfucker.
Yep.
But, I mean, I don't know what to say. I just got to see how shit develops in the offseason. I'm just going to sit here. I know wild card weekend for the AFC West is straight trash. So I'll be keeping my eye on the NFC side of the ball. But as far as I see, I still think the Patriots are going to win. Can the Steelers beat them? Yes, but will they? No. Can Minnesota win the NFC and be the first team to host their own Super Bowl in their home turf? Possibly. But that defense, it could carry them pretty far. In Philadelphia, sorry, Zach, I know that's your squad. And you're honest, and I'm honest. I don't think Nick Foles has what it takes to take y'all to the Super Bowl. And that sucks, man. That's like the Derek Carr effect from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Your quarterback gets hurt late in the season, right around playoffs about to happen.
Mm-hmm. After a good season.
It sucks, man. But that's the way the cookie crumbles in the NFL. It's a cold game out there, and you better wear a sweater.
That's why I watch basketball. Motherfuckers get hurt, you still got 80-some-odd games and shit.
Yeah.
I'll probably start watching
basketball around March when shit starts to heat up, when it's playoff push time. Because right now, it's just like so many games for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot of fucking games. But, shit, man, any shout-outs before we go ahead and close it out?
Shout-outs to the Raiders for firing people. Shout-outs to Monica, of course.
What about you, Ness?
Shout-out to CarMax.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Got you a new car. New whip. You gonna throw some D's on that bitch?
Nah, son. All right. Nah. But yeah, shout out to them because I was low key shocked that I got approved.
Did it come with hubcap spinners though?
No.
Oh damn.
She got alloy. She got the rims, yeah, man.
I got the rims.
Alloy rim. She official.
I'm official like a whistle.
Official.
She don't gotta worry about a hubcap popping off on the freeway.
And I got the little
making detours away from the car.
I got the little, what do you call, you need a lock to take off my thing so people can't fucking steal my shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
All see? That stuff. Official. So shout out to them for that, because I was low-key like, I don't know. I mean, shit, I fucked up in the past by being a little too nice to people, end up fucking up my credit. So I was like, yeah, I don't know. So I was surprised. So shout out to them.
She got a better situation than what I had as far as a car.
Did I? Oh, yeah, you did tell me about that.
Yeah, your situation is better than mine. All the way around, like the car, what's in it, the deal that she's paying and stuff and all that shit.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. Man. Happy for you, Ness.
Shout out to.
I know who needs to apologize, you know. I'll go visit them.
Oh.
In Manhattan Beach.
Uh-oh.
What? They're the ones that gave me the food gas deal.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was like, wait, who? Oh.
Manhattan Beach.
Shout out to my girl, Gina. We, like I said, we're with this whole thing. We're holding each other accountable with just bettering ourselves and focusing on the good things in life. Shout out to Sheena. My ass was not going to go to the gym on the first. This bitch called me and woke me and said, bitch, we going to Miami. Let's go to the gym. Let's go. And
I'm like,
so we went to the gym.
Maybe that's
and
what
then
it is. You need like a motivation, something to work towards.
Well, I was already
the kickstart shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I was actually gonna go. The only reason why I wasn't going the last 2 weeks was because the car situation and my schedule being so hectic. Because, like I said, the kids were out, so we had to be there all day. I didn't have a set schedule, so it kind of threw me off. So I know with the kids, do with
no,
the kids,
don't do some push-ups at work. So I lost. Oh,
mine's different.
I think I was doing pull-ups on the fucking bell cart, nigga.
Oh my gosh.
With my legs straight out.
We don't like motivated niggas. You're fired.
Right.
But my excuse, I could have, if the kids are doing it with me, then it's not an issue. So.
All right, come on, kids, let's do some push-ups.
They like to work. I was in charge. I was in charge of the sports portion of it, so I did that shit for 6 months. All sport, everything from football to stupid ass baseball, stupid ass soccer, all that. So
stupid ass.
I like them sports.
Damn.
Well,
shout out to soccer.
At least you keep it in 100. Those listeners from overseas, like, fuck you then.
Right. Overseas. Dude, in Mexico.
I work in Coronado. All my kids play soccer. I'm just like, I don't know how to play soccer. I don't care.
Kick the fucking ball. It's just fun. The goal.
Nah, there's more to it than just kicking the damn ball.
Yeah, dribble.
You don't know how to cross nobody with your legs.
Nah, I'm clumsy as foot. After you walked away, my ass almost ate shit on the fucking curve.
That's
on the curve.
I can skip on the curve.
What the fuck? I can't even walk on it. I have to hold the thing because I start feeling like, and then, yeah, I'm going to say, like,
can you sprint on the curb?
Hell no. You seen Sheena trying to do it?
Yeah.
I mean, first time I tried it, I was with Marco.
That shit was dope. I
like shit,
it.
Slow down. Wait.
Right? And it has no,
it's all you. It's no all
resistance.
Manpower.
Yeah, no,
it's all
resistance.
Manpower.
So I started jogging. It was like, you know, I'm like, okay. All right. This motherfucker making me go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you burn 30% more.
Yep. 30% more calories, so you can get like 300 calories with 15 minutes. Boom, you out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's what's up.
Love the curb.
Shout out to the curb.
For me, man, I just want to give a shout out to the city of Oakland. The reason why I'm going to give a shout out to the city of Oakland because recently, as the ball dropped on New Year's Eve, marijuana is legal. Recreational marijuana in the state of California. I know there's a couple of listeners out there in the Bay Area. I want to give a shout out to your city because I read an article about that people who've been incarcerated for selling weed are going to have a second chance to go out and sell it legally in stores and dispensaries for recreational use. Because that was the thing I was worried about. I'm like, okay, niggas got locked up for weed. And I'm seeing these white folks out here making money, selling legal weed. Mm-hmm. We're going to do all these people who got locked up for weed. At least Oakland's taking the initiative. Like, you know what? You deserve a second chance.
Wait, so is
go
it
ahead
just,
and sell weed legally.
So it's just in Oakland? Like, not all
well,
California?
So far, it's just the city of Oakland who's adopting this program.
The reason I was asking, because I saw in the news, I want to say like last week, they were talking about like, you know how you can't drink and drive? They were saying you can't like
yeah,
be
it's
high
just,
and drive.
Yeah, you can't be high and drive. So that's going boop, Lyft and Uber.
Yeah, that's still a DUI.
That's still a DUI. DUI doesn't just mean booze. It can mean anything that can impair. Mm-hmm. You could be on fucking codeine. You could be on anti-cough suppressant. If it makes you drowsy, you're under the influence.
You can be on prescribed drugs.
Yep.
Damn.
All that
shit that Tiger Woods got pulled over for.
Yep.
Nothing is safe, homie.
Yep. Don't do drugs and drive. Don't drink and drive. Just call an Uber and Lyft.
Right.
Maybe you
make us some money.
Make us some money. I had to drive for gas.
That's funny.
Oh,
you guys say
us. Sorry. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm sorry.
I'm going to push you down. First stop.
Okay.
Let me first stop.
All right. What was that? But yeah, man. So we about to dip out.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Like us on Facebook. Trying to get up to 200 likes. We're almost there. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Jiggas Up Pod. Let us know what you think of our new cover art, our new logo. Yeah. We're trying to make some merch out of it now. So that was one of the goals that I had for 2017 last year. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the goals. So maybe we can move forward with that. And hopefully you guys could wear the pod on your sleeve.
Hey.
Let us know that you fuck with us the long way. Well, anyway, if you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as we love making it, because we do what we love and love what we do, and if you're not being your motherfucking self, you know I gotta say.
The jig is up.
And we out.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Thank you for listening.
Welcome back.